This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open. They're available to you, and they sound great. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Just join them over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, there is we've got a load of stories here tonight with you. It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
Lots of stuff to talk about, but a lot of the times we won't get to probably a fraction of it because, well, conversations go in different directions, and Free Talk Live is always open phones. But I want to start with, and I'm tempted to start with Jeffrey Epstein's panties.
Why not?
But I don't want to, because there's been a lot of coverage about Epstein in the last couple of weeks, although I do have it here, and it's ridiculous.
It dominates the news cycle, man.
Like the Epstein thing?
Yeah, it's all over the place, from every direction, every news outlet.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was going to die off after he died, but it's actually continued. The story continues to have legs because the really weird crap's coming out now. Like the stuff that is being unearthed about things that he did back when he was in jail the first time, like a decade ago. There's some, you know, details have come out, documents have been released that have previously not. But there's other news that's worth talking about, and one of them is about ransomware.
Okay.
Which, you're familiar with ransomware.
Very familiar
with it. Can you explain for our listeners who maybe are unfamiliar what it is?
So it's basically software that hackers use to take control over, in this case, municipalities' computer systems.
Over anybody's computers.
Over anybody's, yeah. But it's being more popular for municipalities recently, where they shut it down, they lock it down. You're not able to access anything unless you pay them for the unlock keys.
And it's usually Bitcoin.
It is usually Bitcoin.
Though I've heard they're moving to Monero on some of the ransomware.
Smart.
But these actually existed prior to Bitcoin, as I understand it. Yeah. It would require like prepaid credit cards be sent somewhere or something like that.
Yeah. Because those used to be the way that that the ransom was untraceable back to the,
right. Yeah. I mean, you would be able to trace where you were sending them to, but if that was in another country, then you might be SOL as far as enforcing. I'm not sure exactly how they did the drop. You know, were they dropping it at a location like a bag full of cards, or were they being told to mail them
that
somewhere? I don't know. I didn't start to hear about ransomware until it became a Bitcoin thing.
Okay. Well, Bitcoin makes it easy.
It certainly does make it easy for the ransomers.
Yes.
And I guess it makes it easy for the person to pay the ransom, because it's a lot easier to buy some Bitcoin than to go around and buy however many 50 different cards that you would need. Because
unless,
a lot of those have a limit on what you can put
true.
There.
Unless you're a bureaucracy, again, where you got to get like 50 signatures to cut the check to buy the Bitcoin.
And they are targeting bureaucracies now, which I just love. I mean, it's sad when you see a normal, productive company getting hit by ransomware. I remember I won't say who it was. Actually, I don't even know the company's name, but a friend in the area or an acquaintance or whatever, somebody who knew I was into Bitcoin, and contacted me a couple of years ago, maybe like 3 years ago now, and said, I think it was like two or 3 years ago. Anyway, he said a friend of his had been hit by ransomware, and they needed $2,000 worth of Bitcoin as soon as possible.
That's small potatoes now.
Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, my first response was, do they have a backup? You know, if you've got a backup of all your important files, go ahead and just, install a new operating system and start from scratch and load your backup.
It's going to be a day or two of productivity.
It's going to be a lot less hassle and frustration than paying off these ransomware people who, even if you pay them, you still have to trust that they're going to honor their agreement and unlock
and sometimes
the
they
files.
Don't.
And I suspect there's a lot of the times where they don't. I don't know how often that happens.
I would suggest that the economics at play there would lead them to unlock it. right? Because if they're like, you know, if they're the hacker group that's known for not unlocking after you pay the ransom, well, then they're not going to get any more ransom payments.
I see what you're saying.
Right? But if they're like, oh, yeah, those guys unlocked it after we paid the ransom.
They're honorable.
Thieves. So it's okay to pay that ransom because we know we're going to get it back.
Yeah, I just, you know, they got you once. Don't put yourself in a position where they know they can get you again and get money out of you.
Yeah.
And of course, the best way to avoid this position in the first place is to have a backup of your most important files, because then you can just go to the backup and wipe the drive.
Well, with companies and municipalities, it's not even like the most important files. It's daily transactions,
mm-hmm.
right? If you close out your day, you know, your business day, and you've got all those, you know, receipts for, you know, cash payments and credit card payments.
Those could be gone.
Those
could
be gone.
You have to revert to a last week's backup
right.
or something.
Yeah. And in a lot of cases, too.
Well, and they should be backing up every day then, if that's the case.
That is also true. Yeah. And a lot of times what happens is they don't see the ransomware sits and they don't see it. And then the hacker file,
mm-hmm.
the virus, gets uploaded to the backup. So then you can't even, you have to backup on backups because that's also an issue. Depending on if you have, like, you know, sequential backups on an off-site server or mm-hmm. however you're doing it, it's possible to back up the virus, and then when you restore, the virus is still there. So you got to. It's important to be very, very careful when dealing with those types of things and files in general, personal as well.
Yeah, I don't know enough about how viruses really work. It used to be back in the old days, you had to run a thing. You had to, like, run an executable file in order to get infected. I don't know if there are other ways that. They can do it now.
Well, so now
they put in your bootloader or something like that.
I think the ones with the municipalities and the corporations is still the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
The way they do it is they trick low-level employees
to running
to
a program.
Run, yeah. Right? You know, you go online, you know, some, you know, big corporation or whatever, you find out the, you know, the CEO's name or the vice president's name or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you have a pretty good idea of what his email address would be. He's like first initial, last name,
yep.
at company name, dot whatever. And then you say
jdiamond@chase.com.
Right. And then you fake that email address as the return address, send the file to a low level employee.
Right.
Disguised as like an Excel document. They go, hey, can you check this?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, Jay Diamond wants us to check this. And then they open it.
Boom. Infected.
Yep. Propagates through the network before they even know what happened. And, you know, bigger corporations, harder to back up everything, you know, more data, even
sure.
on a daily basis. And that's how they get you.
At least 20, according to Fox News, local government entities across Texas have been taken hostage by a coordinated ransomware attack, said the Texas Department of Information Resources on Friday. The specific agencies in their jurisdictions were not disclosed, nor did the department say whether the cyber criminals had specified an amount to pay in ransom. Well, generally, that's what happens with a ransomware attack. There's usually some amount that they've chosen. They then talk about what ransomware is. We just did that. Texas DIR press secretary told KUT Radio the department was still gathering information about the attack. Texas Military Department and A&M University System Cyber Response and Security Operations Center are responding to the more critically impacted areas, said the IT department. Texas is not the first state to fall victim to ransomware attacks. I heard Baltimore got hit recently as well. It isn't uncommon for hackers to demand up to six-figure sums in order to get government's computer systems back up and running, and it's also not unusual for the towns to actually pay the ransom.
So more of that, please. Let's up it to seven figures and then redistribute that wealth back to the taxpayer.
Yeah, they're probably not going to do the last part.
Yeah.
And that is part of the problem here. While it is fun to watch governments struggle against some of the most basic of attacks, unfortunately, all the money that goes to fix these problems is going to come out of taxpayers' pockets. So that is the downside of this. Although, that said, I do enjoy seeing the government in disarray, because if you shut down their systems, then they don't know what to do. They haven't done a handwritten, you know, entry in some database. They can't. There's not even likely a backup plan as far as how do we operate if our systems are down. They're just completely cut off.
They just put the closed sign right out the door, and then you're screwed if you have government business to take care of.
That's true. Yeah, if you have a deadline with the government and the government systems are down, that's usually going to be seen as your fault. If you miss the date, they'll suspend your driver's license or whatever it is they were going to do. 855-450-free, and then you just have to tell the judge about what happened. 855-450-3733. You want to talk ransomware, whatever's on your mind, you can on Free Talk Live.
Do you like going to your job every day? If you have your own business, can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? Probably not. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about ransomware, and specifically the ransomware that has targeted various governments across the United States. Recently, it was announced that at least 20 different governments, local municipalities in Texas have been what they call taken hostage by a coordinated ransomware attack. So it hit simultaneously, apparently, at different bureaucracies across the state. You got to give these guys credit for successfully infiltrating. I mean, it's probably not that hard, actually. The government is known for being pretty crappy at everything it does, so I suspect their IT department is not exactly a crack team of experts. Yeah. That, you know, you might find at an actual technology, you know, company or something like that.
Well, and a lot of the viruses that come out, the groups aren't the ones creating it, right? It's, you know, it's probably somewhere on 4chan, where you just, you know, download the virus, you know, and instructions on how to do it, and then all you got to do is
get a victim
and enough computer skills to, like, you know, like I said, to socially engineer that victim and have them run the executable, as it were.
Indeed, and so that is resulting in a large demand, but we don't know how much. The Texas bureaucrats are not saying what the ransom being demanded is. However, according to the story at FoxNews.com, recently Baltimore spent millions of taxpayer dollars to regain access to its networks following ransomware attacks. So, unfortunately, you know, for some companies and maybe some individuals, this is what it takes for them to you know, learn the habit of creating a backup system. You know, it's not expensive to do backups. So it's not about the cost. It's just about whether or not somebody has taken whatever time it takes to say, maybe I should back this up. What should I do? What service should I use? What format? You know, should I just grab a hard drive off a shelf and plug that in once a week and copy everything over manually? Or do I want to get an online service that I can just tell it, okay, back these folders up and then forget about it? So there's different ways to kind of go about it.
It takes good practice and good habits, and the people most likely to use those are the ones who have lost a hard drive.
Yeah.
Or have gone through a hard drive failure or been subject to some sort of ransom, because then all of a sudden it's like, man, I should have had that, you know. I used to do door-to-door sales for home security systems.
Mm.
And part of the sales pitch was, look at all the crime in your neighborhood.
Sure.
Right? And
This could be you.
But the people most eager to sign up were the ones who, like, that was me. I was robbed.
Yep.
I was robbed, and now I want your services.
Right.
And we were like, we were in your neighborhood last week. You could have already had it. But yeah, so if you haven't been hit yet, you're less likely to want to go through the process.
Sure.
Because it's tedious. It's time consuming. You have to learn how to do it. You have to be meticulous in actually doing it or run the software that runs it automatically.
Right. And I wouldn't say it's too time consuming. I mean, a lot of the online stuff makes it pretty easy.
Sure.
You know, sign up, pay whatever the price is on your credit card, and then run the software, select the stuff that you think's important.
Yeah.
And then let it do its magic at that point.
Diligently verify that it's being done.
That it's actually happening.
Actually,
it is important to make sure that the files are actually there. But some of them will give you a notice if something goes wrong as well. You might get an email in saying, "Hey, we haven't seen your backup in 2 days. You know, something wrong, and you know, maybe something is wrong, and you need to look into it." So there is a little bit of time to be invested, but it's nowhere near. It will seem like nothing if you actually do end up getting hit with ransomware, and then you have to either spend a ton of time, you know, effort trying to chase down getting the ransom paid. That will be a very time-consuming and frustrating activity by comparison, and far more costly.
Especially for people who don't understand and don't know crypto, right? Because then, like, what is Bitcoin?
Yeah, you got to start from zero.
How am I supposed to get that and then learn that process along the way?
They give you instructions on that, I think.
Sure. Go to this website to buy it. Because you can trust that, too, right?
So if you want to join the conversation, maybe you've had to deal with this stuff, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Riviera Beach, Florida paid $600,000 in ransom recently. Lake City, located west of Jacksonville, nearly spent $500,000 to get their data unlocked. So if you are a ransomware person, you ought to be targeting governments, right?
Please.
Because little companies aren't going to be able to cough up $500,000. But the government, you know, they probably can. They probably have that sitting in the bank. So it's no big deal for them.
Target the federal government. They can just print up more of it.
There you go. And again, I just, you know, I don't want to see innocent people get hit by ransomware, but I don't shed any tears if it turns out that some government bureaucracy somewhere is being flustered by this. That just, it actually kind of warms my heart.
I'm with you. I've been smiling the whole time we've been talking about this.
Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. You are welcome here. Jerome in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, I just want to say I hope like hell we have a recession, because I'm sick of these lies that Trump keeps giving out to people, that people keep eating it up. And I just hope this lie that he's telling now, oh, no, there's not going to be a recession. And Cudlow, his other mouthpiece, and all these other Trump mouthpieces keep saying, oh, no, there's not going to be a recession. I hope it does, because I remember when President Obama first got elected, Rush Limbaugh out of his own big fat mouth, you know, with the cyborg, with the cyborg on the side of his head, says, I hope you fail. Okay? That's exactly what he said, because I heard him say it. So when it comes to Trump, I hope this happens like hell, because I would just love it.
I mean, isn't it kind of bad to wish negative economic circumstances on your neighbors because you don't like a
population?
Yeah, because you don't like one politician. I mean, the odds are Trump's going to get caught in a bunch of lies. So if that's what you want to see happen,
Been caught in a bunch of lies.
Well, right. So if that's what you want to see happen, then you know why would this be any different?
Well, look, if this was a Democrat lying like this every time he opens his pie hole, the Republican Party would be all, hey, Fox would be, their ratings would be through the roof. You know, lying Fox,
Trump lies, Obama lies, Bush lies, Clinton lies, they all lie. So, of course, the Republicans would be all over a Democrat, just in the same way the Democrats are all over the Republican. You can. I'm just responding to what you said here.
Okay.
You know, the idea, you're not suggesting that Democrats don't lie either, right?
I'm not suggesting that, but they pay a price for it, because they keep calling you socialist this and the party of racism. So and then they're picking on these women from the Democratic Party. These new women, congresswomen, they're picking on them. He made the woman cry the other day because he went and strong-armed Netanyahu into not letting her go to sit so she could see her grandmother. Now, how horrible is that, man? What is that? Hey, you know what?
I heard that was a political economy tank?
Yeah, it sounds like politics to me. Typical petty political games.
Like, I heard they bent over backwards to let her in, and then she chose not to go.
The last time this economy tanked was, remember, when the Republican Party, who will not get blamed for it, put us in a 10-year war with Iraq. Okay? A 10-year war.
Which Barack Obama didn't do anything to... Barack Obama didn't do anything to end that, of course. He didn't shut down Guantanamo or anything like that. So, you know, the Middle East conflict continues to this day. You can thank both the Republicans and the Democrats for that, Jerome. I mean, the whole partisan thing just doesn't fly with me, but I thank you for the call and sharing your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarmed Portland, Oregon yesterday for a long-hyped rally that attracted President Donald Trump's attention and resulted in at least 13 arrests.
Police seized metal poles, bear spray, and other weapons, also closed bridges and streets. 6 injuries were reported so far. This is a dynamic event with demonstrators frequently moving from one part of the city to the other, but he also stated that hate needed to stay out of Portland.
To those of you who plan on using Portland as a platform to spread your hate, you are not welcome here.
Leaders of the right-wing groups vowed to return to Portland as often as possible, saying they will keep coming back as long as the left-wing anti-fascists, known as Antifa, remained active. President Trump weighed in, saying that major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Open phones as always. You can call in, bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But if you think you're going to convince us that the problem is one party versus another party, that there's some, you know, that one party's worse than the other party, I don't know if I can be persuaded on that. I think they're both just terrible.
At the moment, I hear that a lot, even amongst the liberty community.
You hear they're both terrible?
No. I hear that, you know, the Democrats are so bad that we have to support
Trump.
The Republicans and Trump.
Yeah, this was an argument that was brought up frequently in 2016 by some within the libertarian community.
Libertarians for Trump was a thing.
That was a thing.
I was so disappointed.
I suspect
so many people.
I suspect it'll be a thing again coming up in 2020 because it's not like the Libertarian Party is going to offer anybody decent. Likely, they failed miserably at that in the last 3 presidential elections. They've absolutely failed to actually run a real libertarian. So, you know, you can't blame people for trying to figure something else out. But, yeah, I don't buy the claim that that any of these parties are any better. Trump, you know, I can compliment him in that he's entertaining at the very least. But that's about all that he gets. You know, there's a couple things he's done that's been all right. But some things he's done is absolutely terrible, like the tariffs, for instance, absolutely horrible. Yep. Continuing to bomb people in the Middle East, that's no good. But to his credit, he's kind of done a couple different kind of anti-war things while he's been in there.
And some deregulation for business.
A little bit of that, yeah. So that's not a bad thing. And was pointed out last night, Chris Riemann pointed out that he actually has not even achieved Barack Obama's level of deportations yet.
I don't even think it's close.
Yeah.
The last stat I saw.
So a lot of it's just a bunch of tough talk.
Yeah.
More than it is actual, you know, doing things. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I'd rather have that. I'd rather have a tough talker who's not doing as much than somebody who is doing way more.
Under the guise of being, like, so so good and so pure and so moral, like Obama, right? Like, the post that I see now coming from, you know, the right about Obama is, oh, man, his ability to speak so eloquently really makes it easy to swallow all the bombings and deportations and, you know, all the bad stuff that he did for 8 years. Well, for Democrats, it does. It definitely does. Right? He's like the greatest president ever for a lot of people on the left.
Even though he was just basically George Bush III.
Because he was such a better speaker and had a better presence than George Bush II.
That's all it takes.
Overlook it.
GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That is where you can go to acquire yourself a Faraday bag. Now, what is a Faraday bag?
Probably got a lot of copper in it.
That is where you put a thing. Well, I don't know what they make these bags out of, but it is where you put your mobile phone if you would like to not have it be tracked. You can still leave the phone on, and it will not be tracked inside of one of the Go Dark bags. And one of the things I learned that I did not know is that even if you put your phone on airplane mode, it still continues to track your location. And I had no idea. I figured putting it in airplane mode would completely disable, like, GPS tracking or whatever. But apparently it doesn't. And I actually verified this claim when I saw it in the copy for Go Dark Bags. I was like, really? Is that true? And so I went and I looked around, and I found some pretty valid resources saying that it was. So if you truly want to be off the grid, of course, a lot of phones don't even have a way to remove the battery these days. You got to pop your phone in one of these Go Dark Bags. Go to GoDarkBags.com/FTL to get yours. And that's GoDarkBags.com/FTL. If you're tired of being treated like a wild animal, tagged and tracked for scientific study just so tech companies can make a fortune selling your location history, or you just don't want the government to know where you are, GoDarkBags.com/FTL. You can go and get your Faraday bag there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, you've got a story, Richie, from Jeffrey Tucker, maybe an opinion piece from Jeffrey Tucker, who we've had on the show on a number of times in the past. Very talented, well-spoken.
I got to see him speak at Porkfest.
Liberty guy. Yeah, actually, I put his Porkfest speech online a few weeks ago.
Nice.
On the Free Keen YouTube channel. But let's go to actually somebody watching on YouTube. Aaron is in St. Louis. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, and seriously, history just it suggests the same. You guys are bipartisan in, you know, everything that I've heard. You're skeptical about everything you hear, regardless if it comes from CNN or Fox or whatnot. And
hey, man, can you do me a favor? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you, like, back off your phone by, like, an inch or two? Just a little too loud.
I'm sorry. Let me pick up. Is this better?
I don't know yet, but keep going.
I would say nonpartisan, by the way.
Yeah, I'm partisan in favor of freedom.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Nonpartisan is a much better term. Thank you. But I wanted to pick you guys' brains about Bernie Sanders because I truly think that we share the same political ideology. And
who is we? Who's we?
Well, me you? And you guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Got
not you and Bernie.
And, okay.
Oh, well, maybe that too. But I've always said, like, Bernie is going to be the best candidate that I'll never be able to vote for.
But what do you mean
by
that?
To see.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, because, like, when the Democratic Party ousts him out of, you know, the own primary, I mean, I'm never going to be able to vote for Bernie.
Why would you want to vote for Bernie if you could? Like, what is the policy positions that you like of his?
Because a Democrat, Republican, or independent, I feel that to affect any kind of real change in this country, somebody is going to have to stand up to big government.
Not going to be Bernie Sanders. He's he's not against big government.
Not big government. I apologize.
Big corporations?
Big corporations. Yes.
Well, he's not against big corporations either, because he's in favor of the government. I mean, those are some of the biggest corporations.
Well, all right, you're playing a word game right now. But,
no, I'm not playing word games. No, seriously, look at your town government or city government. It's a corporation. They're called municipal corporations.
Usually registered in, was it Delaware?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
that was a thing before.
The people who are playing word games with you are the attorneys who are running for political office and who are doing things like creating corporations in the first place. They're the ones playing word games. They're the ones who say that, oh, well, we're just going to write some words down on a piece of paper, we'll call it a corporation, and then protect a bunch of rich people from liability.
Okay, I'm gonna be fair to the caller for a minute and say I understand what you're saying. You're talking about, like, the big corporations like AT&T and Verizon.
He's talking about non-governmental
Amazon,
corporations.
Non-governmental corporations that have what they would describe as monopoly powers in the industry that affects the consumer negatively.
Correct. Like
Bernie said, right. Mm-hmm. So, but the where people stop there, the next question to ask is, how did they acquire these monopoly powers in their geographic region? And in most cases, and almost all cases, it's granted to them by the local government in that area. So if you eliminate big government and eliminate government altogether, you will introduce competition into that marketplace, and many of those larger corporations would have to compete on customer service and quality of service, because more competitors will enter that marketplace.
Well, I mean, my only argument with that is that you're saying that McDonald's becomes like the megalith of fast food and is able to pay their employees under a substantial wage and has it subsidized by government. You know what? They get food, they get housing, they get all that, and that's all because the local level allowed it.
Yeah, I don't think you did a good job of explaining in that case, Richie, because the people that are in favor of what Bernie Sanders is saying aren't just talking about monopoly.
Okay.
They and, you know, there's no monopoly in the hamburger business.
That's
right?
True.
They're just mad about big corporations. They're mad about business. They think that business needs to be reined in by these people in government. And if you want, Aaron, just stand by. We can continue. If you have time, stand by. We'll continue with you here on this because it's an important question. You know, what do you do about these big corporations? That's basically what a lot of these people are concerned with.
Sure.
Whether they're monopolies or not is another question. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you here tonight is Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And be sure you check out more of Richie on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
What's the latest over there at Anarchist Experience?
Oh, man. We spent the whole hour this weekend on the idea of the locus of control in individuals and how whether or not being considered smart or educated has an impact on what you perceive to be your locus of control, and then tie that into whether or not people with low locus of control tend to lean more communist and socialist because they don't feel like they have control over their own life.
Wow, that actually sounds like a really interesting
discussion. The whole hour, yeah. usually we do it, and then we do some articles. You know, like,
yeah, you got into it, though.
We got into
deep.
It. Yeah.
Deep. Check it out at anarchistexperience.com.
Yes, sir.
So we are talking with Aaron in St. Louis right now. He's back on the line with us watching on YouTube. Aaron, thanks for hanging on. Because you called with an honest question about, well, what do you think about Bernie Sanders? And you brought up a couple of concerns with, let's say, the corporate America and the way they treat employees and, you know, pay structures and things like that. And, you know, I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like whatever it is that Bernie Sanders has said about these issues has kind of attracted your attention. Would that be
Amen.
Accurate?
Because, I mean, the whole premise of the argument is that the Dow is at an all-time high, and wages for the working class have been flat since I've gotten out of college. Which
and
is
how old are you
20
now?
20 years ago.
20 years ago. Okay, so
yeah,
you're almost
so
40.
I'm,
you're approximately
I'm almost
40.
40.
Yeah.
Right. And seriously, like, we see nothing. We see inflation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
A McDouble is $2 now instead of a dollar when I got out of college.
Yeah.
But what the wages I've paid to pay for that McDouble is the same.
Where are you currently working where your wages have stagnated? If you don't mind.
I'm in insurance. Insurance?
Okay.
Salesman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, now are you getting commission?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Not like if I was running my own franchise, but yeah, I do.
So you're actually doing all right then, right? Because sales, you can get paid based on what you sell, so it's not the same situation as an hourly burger flipper.
Right. I'm not saying that I'm in the same predicament as right. somebody that, you know, is getting minimum wage.
But you're looking out there and you're looking out there and you're saying somebody who and I don't disagree with you here. I think you're absolutely right. Somebody out there who's sitting at a job getting $9 an hour, which is what they got paid 10 years ago or whatever,
right.
you know, that the cost of living has gone up in that time because of inflation, which, of course, is a government-created problem, right? The government inflates the money supply. And because for listeners that don't know, that's what inflation is. That's where the government increases the supply of money in the economy, and so therefore prices go up usually to sort of chase because the larger amount of money is chasing the same amount of goods basically, and so prices tend to go up with inflation. So if it costs twice as much to get a hamburger or twice as much to get a loaf of bread, but you're still making the same amount, your quality of life or standard of living has gone down effectively. So you're making the same amount of money, but it doesn't buy as much as it used to. And anybody that's, you know, looking at a situation like that is going to go, all right, why is it like this? What's the problem here? And is it something that Bernie can solve?
I would also be as concerned with someone who was making $9 an hour for 10 years.
Not getting a raise.
Whenever. Not getting a raise, because it's, again, this goes back to what we talked about on the anarchist experience, right? The locus of control. I don't
Aaron?
Know what the... Is that some feedback there?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's talking in the
background. Oh, okay. So the locus of control is at some level, you have to take responsibility for your income. Not that the government doesn't play a role and that inflation doesn't play a role. I'm not going to say that. It's not like 100%, which is weird as well. But at some point, if the value you're offering is only $9 an hour for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
what have you done during that time to add more value to the organization or to add more skill sets to your repertoire to be more valuable to a different organization where you're unable to convince someone to pay you more?
These are legitimate. I mean, what you're saying here, Richie, are really good personal questions that somebody should ask themselves in a circumstance.
A lot of self-reflection. Absolutely.
Like that, there's no doubt that success has a lot more to do with you or the individual than it does some corporate structure or whatever the payment rates are at some corporation. You're not wrong about that. However, that doesn't really address the question on the table, and that is, you know, what about those people who maybe aren't that great at getting better? You know, maybe they're below average as far as intelligence or their capacity to learn or whatever, right, to where they are stuck at the minimum wage level or just above the minimum wage. You know, $9 is still above the minimum wage,
sure,
but it's certainly not a particularly livable kind of a wage. So what do you do in those circumstances? How can you help those people? Is it something that Bernie can help them with? So, Aaron, is there something that, you know, Bernie Sanders, because that's the reason why you called. You wanted to ask us about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Was there something that he said that, you know, some plan of his that you thought was going to change this?
Well, I mean, look at the subject at hand. Like, a guy that's making $9 an hour, how does he make himself more marketable to the world? You know, does he go and get a university degree? Like, what does
no.
he do?
No, well, God, no. Don't get a, don't get a university degree,
like,
because then you might end up making $9 an hour and have a huge load of debt on your hands after that. Many people who've gotten degrees have found that it was not worth their while. But what is it that Bernie's saying is the solution? Has he given anything? Is he just going to hand out degrees to people, free college degrees, and think that's going to solve the problem?
Yeah. One of his proposals was to waive all the debt, like, you know, remove all college debt from people currently in debt.
But that still doesn't solve the problem. I mean, that's nice for those people, you know, having their debt waived, but that doesn't solve the problem. And the problem is, in that case, one of the problems with college is it just doesn't mean that much.
Yeah.
You know, it costs a lot of money, but it just doesn't mean that much. And if everybody's got a college degree, then everybody's still on the same playing field anyway, so it doesn't ultimately matter. But is there something specific that he said to address the issue of payness or, you know, pay fairness or whatever?
Well, my thing is, like, everybody wants to beat up on Bernie because he's a self-proclaimed socialist. And my thing is, the United States has been a socialist country. free from the get-go. And the only problem with what they have with Bernie is that he would be moving money in the opposite direction of what the United States has been doing literally since its inception.
When you say he would be moving money in the opposite direction, what do you mean?
Away from the top. I mean, you've got the
1%. From the wealthy to the poor.
Amen. You've got the 1% controlling every year more and more and more of the GDP. And, I mean, at what point is the tipping point?
Well, the tipping point is when, at some point, the poor revolt, right? When they're not
so
making
we're
enough.
So we're going to bring this to Karl Marx?
I mean, that if you're going to go in the direction of socialism anyway, I'm not in favor of it. I'm not advocating it. But yes, you know, you one way or the other, you're trying to steal, quote unquote, money from the wealthy and redistribute it to the poor. And that's either going to happen through political means, right? Which is
it's not going to happen very, very effectively, because
no.
As soon as you start to put policies like that in place, you're going to see the rich people get up and leave.
Right.
Number one, they're not going to want to have their assets. Anywhere where they're welcome.
New Zealand.
You know, somewhere that says, come on in, rich people, we won't take your money, and you can just store it here safely. But beyond that, it's a bad plan, just because it's not going to work. Beyond the immorality of it, right? Because you're right, Richie, stealing is not an appropriate way to solve a problem, and it won't solve a problem. It'll temporarily make somebody feel better, maybe, when they get an influx of cash from some government theft program. But ultimately, let's say that tomorrow, Aaron, just, you know, quick thought experiment here. It's not realistic, right? Because we're in the realm of fantasy here, the idea that this amount of wealth redistribution could even be possible. But let's just say tomorrow you wake up, somebody's pressed a magic button, and the 1% have had their wealth completely redistributed. And a bunch of people all across the United States and the world, maybe, have woken up with $100,000 in their bank account. What happens then?
That those that are businessmen actually have a chance to invest, either in themselves, in education, or in an idea that they never had the money to get off the ground. That's what happens. And then the poor that were always going to be the poor remain the poor. They'll go spend it.
Okay, so right. So the people who don't know how to handle money will blow the money. And so within a matter of, what, a 24-hour period, maybe a week at the most, you'll see that money, that wealth, be transferred in various different directions. And at the end of the day,
right back to the 1%.
You're still
going to
see the people that know how to handle the money have it, and those that don't, don't. More coming up. Aaron, thanks for the call.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.